Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The DH, Bill Schroeder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Edgar Diaz. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovich. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer takes first base on ball four. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is hit by the pitch. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Armas reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman takes first base on ball 4. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Armas moves to third. Gettman moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett is hit by the pitch. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz misplays the ball. That's an error on Diaz. Buckner moves to third. Evans moves to second. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gettman hits a line drive into left field. Braggs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Braggs. Braggs fumbles the ball. That's an error on Braggs. Buckner scores. Evans scores. Armas goes all the way around to score. Gettman moves to third. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gettman scores. Owen scores. Boggs moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Red Sox. John Henry Johnson now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Baylor moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gedman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Deer reaches second base with a double. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Schroeder reaches second base with a double. Deer scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Clutterbuck now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sviam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Owen moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sviam scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Owen moves to third. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schroeder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gedman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Owen hits a line drive towards short. Diaz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Henderson now playing center field. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Stapleton now playing first base. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Braggs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.